I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
The New York Times reports that Representatives Elise Stefanik and Mark Molinaro both backed Jim Jordan on October 17th in his first attempt to become Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. Stefanik even nominated Jordan, but his effort failed with 20 Republicans voting for other candidates. Both Hudson Valley Democrats Paul Tonko and Pat Ryan voted for Democrat Hakeem Jeffries, who got 12 more votes than Jordan. New York's Lee Zeldin, who does not currently hold any office and lost to Governor Kathy Hochul last November, got 3 votes to become Speaker of the House. Read more about this story in the New York Times. Andrea Meckel reports in Porcupine Soup that there is an interfaith rally for peace in support of Israel in Catskill October 18th and a Free Palestine rally in Hudson on October 20th. First requires showing a photo identification at Temple Israel of Catskill at 7 p.m. The other is organized by the Hudson Muslim Youth at 6 p.m. at Promenade Hill Center in Hudson. Rabbi Zoe B. Zack said of the October 18th event, and I quote, "My friends, you are invited, and it's important that we come together. It's important we find out how we can help. It's important to be there for one another," end quote. The Hudson Muslim Youth said, and I quote, "It's our responsibility to resist violence in our country and abroad. We must stand and defend the right of Palestinians and all colonized people to resist occupation and fight for freedom by any means necessary," end quote. The Hamas group attacked Israel last week, and since then, the region has been engulfed in bloodshed and chaos. President Joe Biden, Governor Kathy Hochul, and Senator Chuck Schumer all made visits to Israel this week. Representative Mark Molinaro requested that sheriffs across New York's 19th Congressional District remain vigilant about any potential unlawful activities targeting Jewish centers, synagogues, and the Jewish community, saying this, and I quote, "As Khalid Mashat, the former chief of terrorist organization Hamas, called for a global protest and for other countries to join the war against Israel," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Kevin Frey reports for New York One that the 6 Republicans who won so-called swing districts in New York in the 2020 election are split on who should be House Speaker. The 6 are largely credited with giving Republicans a slim 5-seat majority. But now, Representatives Mark Molinaro, Brandon Williams, and George Santos voted for Jim Jordan to be House Speaker on 2 votes on October 17th and 18th, but the other 3, Representatives Mike Lawler, Anthony D'Esposito, and Nick LaLota, backed other candidates. D'Esposito is opposed to Jordan's past votes opposing aid for victims of 9/11 and Hurricane Sandy and to shut down the government. LaLota says he's been talking with Jordan, and Lawler is backing former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, told reporters last week that people, and I quote, "don't give a expletive who the Speaker of the House is. They care if we're functioning and delivering for them," end quote. And now that 2 votes for Jordan have failed, he said, and I quote, "I made a choice because I felt 2 very important things. We need to unite the conference and we need to govern. I gave that opportunity, but at this point, very clearly, we need to govern. And if as a conference we can't coalesce around a singular candidate, we at least need to coalesce around the responsibility to govern," end quote. Molinaro now says temporarily empowering the caretaker speaker, Representative Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, is the best next step. Democrat Representative Pat Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, is no fan of Jordan, saying, and I quote, "not supporting a known insurrectionist who is also incredibly incompetent and nasty and divisive, that should just be what every member did. You would think in a moment like this, we'd see some moderate step forward, not just in an oppositional way to block a bad candidate, but to actually say, this is what the American people want, a bipartisan way forward," end quote. Read more about this story at New York One. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that after voting unsuccessfully twice for Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House, House Representative Mark Molinaro now says he supports an alternative solution. Molinaro, who now lives in Catskill, voted for Jordan, who continues to say that the 2020 presidential election was somehow stolen without presenting any evidence. Now Molinaro has had enough, saying, and I quote, "We have been without a speaker for nearly 2 weeks, putting on hold priorities like fighting inflation and securing the border. At the same time, we have witnessed savage attacks against our ally, Israel, which threatens to destabilize the region. We have to get back to governing," end quote. Now Molinaro wants interim speaker pro tempore, Representative Patrick McHenry, to have more powers to reopen the House and conduct business until January. Molinaro said, and I quote, "As we work within the Republican Conference to elect a permanent speaker, I support empowering Speaker pro tempore Patrick McHenry on an interim basis. Time is a luxury we do not have, and this will allow us to get back to governing," end quote. It took Republicans 15 ballots to elect Kevin McCarthy as Speaker in January. While Steve Scalise has already taken his name out of consideration, Jordan has lost 2 votes. On a third vote, October 20th, Molinaro did not back Jordan and did not vote for McHenry either. Instead, he voted for Lee Zeldin, who does not hold any office now and lost as the Republican nominee for governor last year. Jordan failed again to win enough votes on the third try. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.